This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Jim, it's Jack. I'm at the airport. Catch you next year when I get back.
Why'd you bring her?
I didn't bring her. She brought me. Angel, will you relax?
After what I've been through? The cops been climbing on me all day long, asking me if I knew where you was. Now, you know what happens if they find me with you.
Yeah, it's a parole violation. You go back to the joint. Did you talk to Manny Tolan?
You didn't even tell me why I was pumping him.
Moss has to get the pearls appraised before he can deal.
He can't get them appraised.
Well, not from a Beverly Hills jeweler. The cops dropping out of every palm tree. There's only one man in this town that can do the appraisal, keep it safe, and that's Manny Tolan. Now, is there a meeting or isn't there?
Cost me 8 Irish in water. Green Frog Motel. Room 211. 9 o'clock.
It doesn't give us much time.
9 o'clock. I don't think I like that part about us.
You're going to impersonate Manny Toll.
I don't look nothing like Manny.
Have they ever seen him?
I don't know.
Chances are they haven't.
Chances are?
Let me tell you my plan.
Whatever it is, I don't want nothing to do with it. What is it?
First, we gotta get Manny out of the picture.
Jimmy, you can't do that. They got the meeting all set up.
Then we ring you in as Manny. Moss and Harry show up at the Green Frog Motel with the pearls. Now, I'll be in the next room with a cannon. The minute you get your hands on those pearls, I come busting through the door, catch them flat-footed. We get the necklace, I get free of the cops.
What do I get?
I'll split the reward money with you.
You mean you'll split your sentence with me? I ain't touching it.
You got a dime?
No. How's that?
You got
nice.
A dime.
Very good.
And this?
Better.
Listen, Jimmy, you and me are friends, old buddy buds. I've done all I could, but you...
What is Manny Tolan's phone number?
Jimmy? It's 555-3420. Lady, why don't you say something?
Why do they allow those movies to be shown?
Yeah?
Hello, Manny.
118, Sunval.
All right, I'll see you there.
It's all set. It's an easy gig, Angel. I ain't doing it.
The other pearls are the same quality. Going by the picture, how much would you say it's worth on the street?
I gotta get my medicine. Ulcer. I'll be right back.
They brought one pearl. Now, what am I going to tell them? What am I going to say? It's worth $50,000, $75,000. What am I going to
tell them? Tell them. Tell them it's paste.
Why? Go on, tell them.
I'm not going to tell them that.
Yes, you are. Now, go on.
How's your stomach?
Give me that thing. Give me that. All right, what's it worth?
Well... depends on the workmanship. If it's good, necklace could bring $50, $75.
What are you talking about?
It's paste.
Can't be. Gentlemen, you asked for an expert opinion. Paste!
Here, here. Take a close look yourselves. Come on, look at this. Now, do you see the pale blue aura? That's what we call it, an aura. You see it?
Yeah.
It's bad. Let me show you something else. Look at this. Look closer. It's round.
It's a pearl.
It's man-made. Not even one of your cultivated pearls. You see, nature don't make them perfect. That's the thing you gotta keep in mind. Pearls are tricky. Anything else I can do for you?
Now, you done plenty already. You know what I'm thinking, Moss?
Shut up. I'm thinking the same thing.
DefineSelf.com.
Angel, you were great.
We got nothing. No pearls, nothing.
Well, you picked up an easy 200.
Easy? I could have got killed.
Oh, they wouldn't do a thing like that. No, I'm serious. You were really great. That business about the pale blue aura, you had me believing it.
I don't even want to talk to you, man. I'm out here with a couple of psychos and you're hiding in the bathroom. I was never so glad to get rid of anybody in my life.
Well, we didn't exactly get rid of them.
What do you mean?
Well, you told them what we had was paste. They're going to think I switched the pearls on them. They're going to come after me.
Why'd you have me say that?
Oh, because I have an idea. I'll tell you what we're going to do next.
Uh-uh. You and me, we ain't going to do nothing next. I'm through. I mean, you're always talking about what good friends we are. If we were really good friends, you wouldn't have sucked me into this deal. Fooling around with those guys, I could have ended up in a rubber sack. Now, you want company, you go look somewhere else, because from now on, I'm going to take care of myself.
What are you doing here?
Can I talk to you? It's important.
All right, come on in.
All right, you said it was important.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Manny, what do you want? Manny?
I ain't Manny Tolan.
Well, why don't we start with who you are?
Well, the names don't matter. Angel. Everybody just calls me Angel.
Why'd you come on like you was Manny?
Because this friend of mine, he kind of pushed me into it.
What friend?
Well, it was a guy that I did time with, a guy named Jim Rockford.
Rockford?
Yeah, now look, I'm not trying to get him into any trouble, only he got me into trouble. He doesn't care about me, and he never did. All I just want to clear myself, you understand?
Where's Manny? What happened to Manny?
Well, Rockford mousetrapped him from the motel. Then he made me come on like I was Manny. I didn't want to do it. I said that to him. I said, I don't want to do it. But did you ever say no to him?
What are you telling us all this for?
Well, like I said, I want to clear myself with you guys and with Manny.
I mean, you were bound to find out. He didn't think of that, but I know that. You're bound to find out. Then who do you come for? You come for him and me.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to burn Rockford, you know, because you're not going to mess with him. You got the pearls.
You mean they aren't paste?
No, no. He told me to say that. He was just buying time. They're real. I mean, if you don't believe me, go show them to Manny Tolan.
It's flush.
It's what?
Yeah, good quality. I never saw the inside of an oyster.
That ain't a phony. Can't be a phony.
I spent 40 years in this business. I'm telling you, that ain't worth two bits.
But Jimmy ain't got the real ones. I know that for sure.
Well, if Rockford doesn't have them, and we haven't got them, who's got them?
I don't know.
I do. That girl's got them.
The girl? What do you mean, the girl?
Think about it, will you? It makes sense.
No, I don't.
People with that kind of jewelry always have copies, right? So, while we think we're ripping off the girl, she's ripping off the insurance company.
We've been suckered.
It should have worked. The way we had it figured, it should have worked.
It's gonna work just like we planned. And Rockford still takes the rap.
How do you know?
Because I know human nature.
What did I tell you? She put the real ones back.
Human nature. Give me the phonies.
Do you mind?
You didn't ask the last time.
You should have seen me, Jimmy. I did it just like you said. I was selling you out and they was buying. I should have gone in for bump call. No, seriously, I'm not lying to you. I think I got a real talent there.
They're worth about a quarter of a million. Whatever's fair.
How much?
Quarter of a million.
That's what they're insured for. But we don't expect that much.
But you two bums can expect about a year and a half in traction.
What the hell are you talking about?
Paste. You're trying to stiff us with paste.
Hey, those are not paste.
No, listen. What we ripped off the first time, that was paste. But Moss and me...
We went back and we made the switch. He took us, Harry. You know that?
He really took us.
When I told Moss these were flash, I nearly choked. These are the finest pearls I've seen in 5 years. Worth a quarter of a million at least. And they put them right back in the safe.
You did it.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
I helped. Huh? Didn't I help?
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without you. You know, you make a great informer.
It's a gift.
Well, fellas, I don't know how to say thank you, but I have to start somewhere.
Well, would you mind starting with Sergeant Becker?
I will.
Hey, Jimmy.
Listen, I've been thinking about it. You and me were pretty good together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we was to turn your mind to it. I'm not talking about hitting friends.
Angel, didn't we have this conversation once before? Over bread and water?
Oh, yeah. I believe we did.
Sergeant Becker, this is Valerie Thomas. I have a rather, well, actually, it's a rather embarrassing situation.